This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتاب العزيز وأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين لله شهداء بالقسط ولا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم على ألا تعدلوا اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون وقال وكذلك جعلناكم أمة وسطا لتكونوا شهداء على الناس ويكون الرسول عليكم شهيدا وقيل لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أي الأديان أحب إليك؟ قال الحنيفية السمحة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear respected elders, brothers, sisters, in this very difficult time, a time of turmoil, a time of difficulty throughout the world, and especially for Muslims in this country, many people are confused as to what Islam truly teaches. Is Islam the teaching of those extremist groups that claim to be running an Islamic state, claim to be a khilafah, claim to be an Islamic government, claim to be on the Quran and the Sunnah, or is Islam something else far removed from that? To understand what Islam truly is about, we have to really go back to the sources, which are the Quran and the Sunnah. And if we go to the Quran and the Sunnah, we'll find that the majority of the rulings related to Islam are actually encouraging us to have good dealings. Whether those dealings are with Muslims or with non-Muslims, we have to have good dealings. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned five rights of a fellow Muslim. And if we pay attention to those five rights, we'll find that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned those things which are all social activities. They are rights of a fellow Muslim. حَقُّ الْإِسْلَامِ الْمُسْلِمِ خَمْسٌ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ سِتٌ That the five rights of a fellow Muslim are رَدُّ السَّلَامِ Responding to the salam. وَإِيَادَةُ الْمَرِيضِ Visiting the sick person when he's sick. Ittiba'u al-janaiz, following the janazah, meaning praying the janazah and following and basically staying until the burial. Wa ijabatu da'wah, and responding to an invitation, when a person invites you to his house for food, etc., responding to the da'wah. Wa tashmitu al-atis, that when a person sneezes, you say irhamukallah to him. If we look at these five rights that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, all of them are related to social activities, and none of them really you can say are a ritual form of worship that we implement on a daily basis. Except maybe ittiba'ul janaiz, basically part of it is to pray the salatul janazah, but the rest of it is also social in terms of providing condolences to the family and being there for them when they need you the most. Don't be worried about the alarm. I believe there's just some testing going on. So don't be upset, inshallah. Everything is fine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us in the Quran, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. We have made you into a middle nation, meaning a nation that doesn't take extremes. It's not far to the right, it's not far to the left, but it takes the middle route in everything. When it comes to religion, practicing, dealings, everything has to be on the middle ground and not to take extremes. So this is what this ummah is famous for, and it is something that we need to understand that this is part of our teaching. In fact, the previous nations, and especially particularly the Christians, are mentioned in the Quran, that adopted extremism in religion. How did they do that? They adopted what's known as, in Arabic, rahbaniyah, becoming monks, ditching the worldly life, ditching the world, and taking vows of poverty, vows of chastity, vows of silence, and so on. So these things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rebukes the monks for in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالرَّهْبَانِيَّةَ مَا كَتَبْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ رِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ فَمَا رَعَوْهَا حَقَّ رِعَايَتِهَا فَآتَيْنَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. Rahbaniyah was something that we did not obligate upon them. We did not make them not marry. Even the Roman Catholics, if you ask them today, that where did you get this ruling from, that the priest is not allowed to marry? They say it's not a biblical ruling, it's a church ruling. Basically, the Roman Catholic Church implements it, but it's not something that you'll find in the Bible. So Allah says, مَا كَتَبْنَاهَا عَلَيْهِمْ. And then there were monks, less nowadays, but there are still some monks to this day that practice these types of things, that take, for example, vows of poverty. The vows of poverty are what? That a person says and decides that the rest of my life I'm going to spend like a poor person. No riches, no extravagance, nothing. I'm going to live on the bare necessities of life. Then there's a vow which is called the vow of silence, that I'm not going to talk for the rest of my life. So these vows, people practice them or try to practice them, but they go against human nature. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't obligate these things on any religion, especially Islam. So whenever people try to become extreme in their practice, this is against the teachings of Islam, as we're going to hear later on. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he also was asked, Ya Rasulullah, ayyul adyani ahabbu ilayk? Which of the religions is more beloved to you, O Prophet of Allah? He said, Al-Hanifiyyah as-Samha. Hanifiyyah means that a person, he is Hanif, meaning fully devoted and concentrating, and he's fully devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But also, as-Samha. What does as-Samha mean? Samha is from the word musamaha, and it means forgiveness, ease, relaxation, flexibility. So to adopt the ease in the religion is what the Prophet ﷺ loved, and he encouraged people to do so. So the Prophet ﷺ, Aisha radiallahu anha, says, مَا خُيِّرَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ بَيْنَ أَمْرَيْنِ إِلَّا أَخَذَ أَيْسَرَهُمَا. The Prophet ﷺ, whenever he was given the choice of two things, he used to take the easiest one. And this basically means he is shari', he is the one who is implementing the sharia. He's becoming the means of people learning from him. So he wants to teach people that the easiest of the two options is what you should take. And there's again, the fiqhi issue behind that is that your madhab, you should try to devote yourself to one ruling and one imam. But again, and if you want to chop and change between the madhahib and the opinions, you have to take religious advice before doing that. You shouldn't do it on your own. And that is actually one of the reasons that we have this kind of narrative from such people. If you notice that not a single scholar in the world has given approval for this kind of behavior from these extreme groups. Not a single scholar that you can call an alim that has studied Sharia and a person who has gone through the teachings and he has gone through the traditional means of learning, you will never find a fatwa approving of what these extremist groups are doing and claiming it to be Islam. So how can there be any validity to it? What we understand from this is then that these people are taking a hadith and Quranic verses and cherry-picking and taking them out of context, exactly as the non-Muslims, extremists and right-wingers say that the Quran tells us that is exactly how they are implementing it. So this is not what Islam is about, and this is not what Islam teaches. Islam has traditions, it has methodology, it has scholars teaching their students, and then those students understanding, and then when they are given permission to give fatwas and rulings, after that they give rulings. The Prophet ﷺ, he used to rebuke people that used to become extreme in practicing the religion. Three men came to the wives of the Prophet ﷺ and they asked about the Prophet's lifestyle. And when they were told, the hadith says, كَأَنَّهُمْ تَقَالُوهَا. It was as if, فَلَمَّا أُخْبِرُوا كَأَنَّهُمْ تَقَالُوهَا. It was as if they felt that the Prophet ﷺ's habits and his actions were less than what they wanted to do. They wanted to do much more. And it was with good intent. They thought that the Prophet ﷺ not practicing too much, it is because of the fact that his position is already high, his sins have been forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he doesn't actually commit sins, maybe he makes mistakes, and even those are forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we, being regular human beings, we need to do much more than the Prophet ﷺ. That's why they felt that we are going to go all out and do whatever we can. So what did they say? One of them, he said that ana usalli al-layla abadan. I'm going to pray every single night, all night. All night, every night, I'm going to pray and not go to sleep. That was one of them. The second one says, ana asumu dahra abadan wa la uftir. I'm going to fast all the time. I'm not going to break the fast. I'm going to have continuous fasting. And then the third one says, وَأَنَا أَعْتَزِلُ النِّسَاءُ وَلَا أَتَزَوَّجُ أَبَدًا. I'm going to stay away from women. I'm never going to get married. So the Prophet ﷺ heard about this. فَجَاءَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِلَيْهِمْ. He came to them and said, أَنْتُمُ الَّذِينَ قُلْتُمْ كَذَا وَكَذَا. Are you those people that said such and such a thing? They said, نعم يا رسول الله. He said, أما والله إني لأخشاكم لله وأتقاكم له. I have more khashya, I have more taqwa than all of you. I have more khashya, I have more taqwa than all of you. لكني أصوم وأفطر. I fast and sometimes I don't fast. وأصلي وأرقد. I pray some part of the night and I sleep part of the night. وأتزوج النساء. And I get married to women. فَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. Whoever turns away from my sunnah, he is not from me. Whoever turns away from my sunnah, he is not from me. So we see from this that we cannot go to extremes in religion. We are not allowed to adopt extremes in religion. The Prophet ﷺ, he said in another hadith, إِنَّ الدِّينَ يُسْرٌ. Indeed, the religion is easy. وَلَنْ يُشَادَ الدِّينَ إِلَّا غَلَبَ. Whenever the deen is competed with, the deen will overpower a person. How does that happen? Think about these three people, these three sahaba that took it upon themselves that we're going to do X, Y, and Z actions. How long can a human being stay awake every single night, all night, and pray? 1 month, 2 months, finally the body is going to give in. How long can a person fast every single day and not become weak? After a couple of months, the body gives in and a person becomes weak. He will ultimately give it up. How long can a person stay away from getting married? There'll come a time after 1 month or 2 months or 6 months or a year when a person will feel that I need to get married. Otherwise, he may even fall to the depravity and the bad sin that many of these so-called priests have committed because of the fact that they could not fulfill their natural needs in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had allowed for them by getting married. So this is ultimately what's going to happen. You will be defeated. We will be defeated if we try to implement the religion in an extreme way. So the hadith goes on to say, فَسَدِّدُوا وَقَارِبُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا. Saddidu means try to perfect the religion as much as possible. وَقَارِبُوا means that if you cannot perfect it completely, then at least try to get as close as possible. وَأَبْشِرُوا and give glad tidings. What does that mean? Give glad tidings means that you don't just condemn everybody to the hellfire. When many people, they become religious, they start giving fatwas left, right and center. That this is bid'ah, this is shirk, this is this and this is that, this is haram. And they don't have a clue, really, whether it's what they're saying is correct or not. They think it's correct, but on many occasions it is not. So abshiru means give glad tidings to people. Don't condemn people. In another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, bashiru wa la tunaffiru, yassiru wa la tu'assiru. Give glad tidings and don't make people hate Islam. And make things easy. Don't make things difficult for people. So we need to, if we are adopting religion and becoming more religious, we need to make sure that whatever ruling we give, it is with the religious guidance and not fatwa that we are giving out of our pockets. And just because we are becoming extreme ourselves, we want to become extreme for other people too. So this is not what Islam teaches. And then the hadith goes on to say, the same hadith, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالْغَدْوَةِ وَالْرَوْحَ وَشَيْءٍ مِنَ الدُّلْجَى. Seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a little bit in the morning, a little bit in the evening, and a part of the night. Okay, so in the morning, basically what do? You do a little bit of worship in the morning, which is the best time is after Fajr, or at even Tahajjud time. Okay, and even a little bit in the evening, so after Asr, between Asr and Maghrib, or just before Maghrib. This is a blessed time, a time where du'as are accepted. Shay'in min ad-dulja, and a part of the night, not all night, a part of the night you perform tahajjud, stay asleep all night. Nowadays Fajr is at around 5:45. So around 5:20, 5:25, set the alarm, wake up, in 5 minutes perform wudu, pray 2 rak'ah, 4 rak'ah. You've performed qiyamul layl, you've done tahajjud. 20 minutes before the normal time of Fajr, and you have fulfilled qiyamul layl, you have performed tahajjud. It doesn't have to be 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. Get a good rest and then perform tahajjud. This is what Islam teaches. It doesn't teach us that we are supposed to become extreme in practicing. The Prophet ﷺ said in another hadith, حَلَكَ الْمُتَنَطِّعُونَ. The mutanatti'un have been destroyed. They are destroying themselves. Mutanatti'un, people that are taking extremism in their lives. In another hadith, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْغُلُوُ فِي الدِّينِ. Beware of ghulu in deen. فَإِنَّمَا أَهْلَكَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ الْغُلُوُ فِي الدِّينِ. Because this ghulu, this extremism in religion, it destroyed the people that came before you. So the summary is, my dear brothers and sisters, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a religion. It is a religion that has to be practiced according to the understanding of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, according to the teaching of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. If we come out of the boundary of that teaching, out of those limitations, then we are adopting something which is not Islam. And extremism in any shape, way, shape or form, it's out of the boundaries of Islam. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said and heard. He protects us from these forms of extremism and gives us the tawfiq to practice the Islam as it should be practiced. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد بعدد من صلى وصام اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد بعدد من قعد وقام وصل على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى الملائكة المقربين وعلى عباد الله الصالحين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا اللهم انكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا اللهم آتنا ولا تحرمنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار أمين يا رب العالمين آمين يا رب العالمين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون واذكروا الله العلي الجليل يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقيموا الصلاة. Do we have any hafiz in the audience? Hafiz al-Quran? I've done the first, inshallah. I've already done the first prayer, so inshallah. Have somebody else leading, inshallah.